Hey, it's Jeffrey and Hillary, and welcome to the Bounce Back Better podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and empowerment. So are you ready to step outside of your comfort zone to challenge the norms and achieve extraordinary things? If you are, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll either unpack stories of other incredible women just like you who dare to dream big and turn those dreams into reality, or I'll have a topic that will leave you wanting to take action. I'm here to fuel your ambition, ignite your passion, and push you to reach the heights you never thought possible. So whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, nurturing a family, or chasing a personal dream, this podcast is your guide to getting you to achieve what it is you want in life. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's go, because we don't just dream it, we have to do it. It's time, ladies, to embrace your power and bounce back better together. Hello and welcome to the Bounce Back Better podcast. As per usual, it's me, Hillary, and most of you know me by now. Today, we are talking about being stuck. I'm talking about being stuck. I want you to think about where you might be stuck in life and consider maybe if you want to change things, or really you've been thinking about making some changes for a while and you don't know how. Because sometimes when we are stuck, we get lost and it becomes overwhelming and we don't know how. So let's look at places in your life that you could be feeling like this. So I won't use the word stuck too often, because this is take two, and on the first one I realized I said it way too many times and it just didn't have enough energy. So sometimes we get to do things a second time over, and that's a little bit like you right now. You might be starting something a third time over or a fourth time over. It does not matter. What matters is that you think to yourself, I can do that better, and you go do it better, or you accept how it is and you move on. So you could be stuck in a body. You could be unhealthy, or you could be incredibly overweight or a little bit overweight, but you are not happy with where you are. That is one example. Another one could be a career or a job. You don't like it. You don't like where you work. You don't like what you do. You don't like your career. You're just not happy. And that becomes something else that you feel trapped in. It could be a relationship perhaps with friends or a partner, and that is all consuming, especially if it's somebody you're living with and you do feel trapped. Do know that you can reach out to me. I'll have a chat to you anytime. And there are so many other areas that we can feel trapped in. Just having that sense of knowing that we are capable of more than we're doing. We know we want to achieve things and we just don't do it because we are stuck in the place we're in. And it's like really looking into the inside, what's going on our inside, because we don't have to feel stuck. It's kind of like we need some direction about how to move forward in another way. And as I said, I used the words already, overwhelming. This can feel incredibly overwhelming. And it can come with feelings of loneliness. You can feel paralyzed. I mean, they're big words, and it depends on your level of stuck, really. You might feel slightly trapped, or you just might feel like you've hit overwhelm and you want to break free. You definitely want to get out of this situation that you're in. And remember, this is not a life sentence. This does not have to be a life sentence. This could be looked at as a chapter of a book. And as I say in Three Wines In, we draw a line in the sand and decide that today's the day we move forward and make change. And this could be you too. This could be your day. And if we look at it like a chapter, if that resonates with you more, rather than being on the sand and drawing that line, you just put end of chapter, whatever, 4, 5, 9, whatever it is. And it could have been a really long chapter and it could have been a short one, because sometimes we can be stuck for a long period of time, and that's uber frustrating. And sometimes it could just be, feels like a long time and it's not. But end that chapter and decide that you are kicking off a new chapter in your life, because you, my friend, have the opportunity to create and design the life you want, and then go make it happen. So if you're feeling trapped, this is me telling you today that today is the day you end the chapter, where you draw the line in the sand, and you take the step over the line, or you start writing the new one. And while we're on writing, that will be part of how we get out of this stuck place. So what do we need to do? Because what's happened to us, we're in a place, body, financial situation, anything. you're just not happy with an area of your life. And if you've done the goal setting chapter 8 and 3 1s in, this is part of this. It's knowing that we're not happy, but it's deciding what we want instead. Often we're unhappy with a situation, but we don't give ourselves clarity on where we want to move forward. And we have to understand what we want. It's okay knowing what we don't want, but tell your brain what you do want. Remember, it is a heat-seeking missile. It will find as many opportunities as it can to take you to where you want to go. So become clear about what you want. I want you to look at side effects of you staying where you are, because these impact us as well as they keep us trapped. So the side effects of our trappedness, of our being stuck, is often instant gratification. We might go online shopping and buy stuff we don't need. We might drink too much. We might eat. That is a very common one. When we're feeling empty, lonely, disappointed, we look for something that makes us feel good instantly. And for many people, that is food. We reach for that food that we feel makes us feel better. And it does for those minutes. But then that's usually quickly followed by a huge amount of guilt and just feeling a personal disappointment with ourselves when we realize we've just done the thing we don't want to be doing. So look at the patterns of coping that you use: alcohol, drugs, sex, online shopping, food, all the good things. No, I'm just saying it. But, well, they probably are good things in moderation, but we need to be doing things that are heading us in the direction that we want. And if you're in a place that you don't want, let's work on, you know, a career, or perhaps you're that the person that has the lesser job in a relationship because you've got a partner that has the bigger job and you just feel like you need to contribute more, or you want to contribute more, but you just don't have enough money to get started, or there are all of those things. And I hope I've touched on yours so you realize that this is somewhere in your life that you want something more. If you're wanting something more, if you're feeling a little bit unsatisfied, then my friend, that is where you are stuck. So we need to look at how we're coping, or really how we're not coping, how we're coping and how we could do it better is really one thing. So we need to find that direction, that we need to be aware of what we're doing, because it's kind of like two-pronged if you think. To move forward, we need to know where we want to go, but we need to start eliminating the behaviors that you fall to for the instant gratification that actually holds you back there. So, like I said, we are there and we've all been there. Holy moly, I have been there. And sometimes we're there for a while, like I said, and sometimes we're there for a long time. And as you know, that relationship that I was in for those years, I understand how hard it is to get out of a stuck situation. And that one is coupled with so much more. But do know that we've all been there. Like I said, I've been in that body I don't like. I've been in that job I don't like. I've done what I've had to do to get to where I want to go, meaning I've done jobs like, you know, cleaning and looking after other people's kids and doing all sorts of things like that to move forward. And that brings me to getting uncomfortable. Sometimes you have to get uncomfortable to become comfortable. And that is the tipping point here, because you've looked at your triggers, you know what they are, and I've asked you to think about what you want. So I'm going to give you an example about that. Let's just say what you currently are. And this is something I want you to do. This is part of the moving forward. Write down how you currently are and what you don't like about it. It could be, I feel incredibly lonely. I need more people in my life. And even though there are people around me, I just don't connect with them. And I just feel stuck in a place that makes me feel sad. That could be you. So let's look at what you do want. Next thing, you write down what that is. Because when you write it down, you become clear. Because right now you might think, I want more people in my life. But what does that look like? So it could be, I just want to have a handful of people that I could contact any day of the week and say, hey, girlfriend, keen for a wine, keen for a coffee, keen for a go to the movies, dinner, whatever. And you both have that relationship where no's okay and yes is okay, and they contact you and you contact them, and you want a number of people doing that. So that could be what you don't want and what you do want. The minute you've put that down on paper and you're clear about that, you can see what it is that you want. You want interaction with people to do social things, and it might not be that. It could be something else. It could be you want, you know, way stronger connections and you want 30 people. But be clear about what you want, because that gives you an idea. It gives you a starting point as to what you need to do to go find those people. I will touch on the word try, because I think that that's a little bit misleading. And sometimes when you see, oh, I've got a tribe can just be a group of people that all do the same thing. You could have a tribe of walking mates where you meet once a week and belong to a walking club. I think tribe is more thing orientated. Like, I go to Toastmasters, those people are there in my tribe. They're not necessarily my friends, but they are a group of people I do something with. I mean, they're friends, but they're not necessarily good friends that I catch up with outside of Toastmasters, and some are. So I think that that word has left some of us feeling like we're supposed to have 30 or 40 people that love to be around us. Well, I don't think that that's true. And I want you to believe that. I think a tribe is just a group of people you go to a place at with. And you might disagree with that, but if you look at it like that, because you are feeling lonely, you might think, oh, actually, that's the point. I just want a few people that I could contact. So if that is your stuckness, but it could be health. You know, you're not liking the way you feel. You're constantly exhausted. You're too stressed out. You know, it's increasing your cortisol levels, and you know it's doing you no favors. And yeah, long term, that has massive effects. So just write down, like I said, what you currently are and what you do want. And now look at that and think, okay, what are some of the things that I can do to get myself out of there? And write them down. Write down a list of ridiculous things, as big or as small as you want. Write them all down, because all you have to do from there is start changing. And let's go with food. Maybe you are overweight and you know you need to do something about it. It's not great for your health. And, you know, beating yourself up, I understand the weight when I've been there. It's, you know, it's not a nice place to be, because often we don't like ourselves. So as I said, we feel stuck doing that thing that makes us feel good temporarily, which is the eating. So we need to start with embracing the change as well. We have to decide on that picture, the one we've written down, picture it in your mind's eye, see it. Because how can you head toward that thing unless you see it in a positive light? And there's another point. What if you were to picture that with a white light around it, and it's bright and it's crisp and you look amazing and you feel great? And if that was a picture that you flipped in, almost like a slide, you flipped in when you needed to, not, I'll never be like that. More like, I'm on my way to her. I'm on my way to being that person, or that job, that financial situation, all of these things, whatever it is, see what it is that you want. And then remember, embrace it as change. What happens with change is we often resist it, which is just crazy, because we will choose as humans to stay in a place that we don't like over going to a place that we desperately want, because it's going to involve change. And everything that you are going to have to do is going to include change, for some a lot and for some a little. And there will be the habits that sneak back in from time to time. But just know, my darling friend, that you're human, and that happens. We do fall off the wagon. We do need to accept that we're not perfect and pick yourself up. If you fall back into old habits, brush yourself off, press your reset button and start again. Start again, because you're perfect just the way you are. And if you don't think you are, then what is it that will make you feel like you like yourself more? And no one wants to be perfect, by the way. But what will make you feel like, yes, I'm on the right track to being the person that I want, to living the life that I want, because I'm happy? What is it that will make you happy? So what is that? And how important is it to you? So the antidote, as I've said, writing it down and then start taking those actions. And you might choose to do this, and this can be done any way you like. You might choose to take the actions two or three at a time, or you might just start with one day at a time. I love the visual. I love the calendar. James Clear talks about it in his book. And it's not just his theory. This has been was around a long time before he wrote about it again. But it's okay to miss something once. It's okay to fall off the wagon once. But try not to do it twice. And if we can see that, if that's a calendar on our fridge and we get through the day and we tick it off, we go, yes, I've done a full week. Or yes, I just missed only one day. Or I missed 2 days, but they weren't two in a row. How good are you? So when you can see your results, that will increase your energy for momentum. That makes sense, doesn't it? You see it and then it makes you feel, oh my goodness, yes, I did that. And you'll want to do it more. Before long, you get used to doing the new thing, the new habit. that the way of eating you, the way of making yourself go do something when you don't feel like it. Now, that is the next thing. We aren't always going to feel like it. Remember, I said we resist change. Trust me, you're not always going to want to do that thing. You are not. There will be times when you are just frustrated and disappointed because it is not what you want. What you might prefer is to lie in bed and do absolutely nothing. But what you'd planned to do was to get up and go for that power walk or go to the gym or go to Zumba or Pilates or the thing that you have chosen to do if it's around health, or go to that club meeting that night or apply for a new job and go through with it. But you're not always going to feel like it because change is hard, but you have to commit to it. You have to embrace it. And the more we accept it and embrace it rather than resisting it, the faster you will transform from your stuck place. Because remember, you want to write a new chapter. And to do that, you have to change. So I want to talk about that feeling that you will resist, and you have to just push through. And it might feel overwhelming at the time, but you really have to make the effort to do it. This week, Georgia wanted to go to the gym on Wednesday morning. So she said to me, "Hey, Mum, how about I pick you up at 6:23? She's very particular, is my Georgia. "How about I pick you up at 6:23 and we go to the gym?" And I said, "Sure." Now, she's super active, does triathlons, plays rugby and does rugby practice and doing crazy. Anyway, when she picked me up, I said, "How come gym this morning?" She goes, "Because I know I wouldn't have felt like it because we had training last night, but I really need to go because I know it keeps me strong. And I need to be strong to play." And she's not a big person by any means. So she needs that strength so she's safe. So her body, you know, when they tackle, which is horrific to watch, when she's doing stuff like that she, you know, can get through it. So she'd set something in place that would make her do the thing that she needed to do that she knew she wouldn't feel like doing. And that could be something that you need to set in place. You know, put the running shoes beside your bed, get all organized to go. Or if it's going to something that you really know you can't be bothered, an exercise group or whatever your jam is, then get someone to pick you up or connect with somebody or have a meeting organized for after it. So you just take steps to know that you will do it because you aren't going to feel like it. So that's the support that you can use is other people's, or sort of possibly sabotaging yourself to make sure you do something. And then you need to be patient. You need to be patient with how you're going to feel about this, be patient with your results, really just be incredibly patient with you, because like I said, you're not always going to feel like this. Okay, so let's just run through some of the things that are on that path for you to become unstuck. First of all, we need to accept ourselves. And we have to love ourselves. You have to love yourself over everyone and everything else. And if you're not where you want to be and you're doing yourself a disjustice, well, that's not showing yourself love. And you want to be compassionate. Yes, you're not perfect. But when you're, the more compassionate you are, the more self-compassionate you are, the faster you head toward healing, because it's such a powerful tool. So just love you. And then remember, small steps every day lead to big changes. So just take those small steps every day and put them on somewhere you can see them and tick them off and promise yourself you won't miss two in a row and be okay with missing one. And that's actually fully okay. You can do this and just commit, my friend. Connect with others, share, talk to people about it. So you might have a friend that you can talk with. And get yourself a coach or go see a therapist. Go see a therapist if that's what you need. But coaches are fantastic. And not just because I am one, I believe in the process so much. I use them all the time. When I want to achieve something, I always get myself a coach in that area. Finishing my book, my speech, bodybuilding, you know, and even though I have expertise in that area, I still go and get somebody external because I know that I am going to be held accountable. And when I'm held accountable, I will do it. And usually because I've invested something financially as well, that definitely helps because I don't want to be wasting money. So find yourself somebody who can support you on a journey as little or as often as you need. And it may just be a girlfriend, or it could be just like Georgia ringing and saying, "Let's go to the gym." You know, what, she's even picking me up this morning. So I'm up before 5 this morning recording the podcast because she's picking me up and we are off to the gym again. And it works for me too, because would I have gone? Maybe not. So it actually works for me as well. So find somebody to be accountable to. So you do that thing, get someone to pick you up, get someone to that you connect with on a regular basis and go through what you said you were going to do, get a friend. Next one is, if that isn't working for you, then get professional help. And I'm talking maybe, like I mentioned, a therapist. If you need a therapist, get a therapist. Or if you need a coach, get a coach. And that's all I'm going to say there. I use them all the time. And for me, I just don't think I would be where I am today had I not used them. Even after I came out of that relationship, I had a therapist for a long time because I needed to heal. And even in the last take of this podcast, I said something that was a little trigger. And I became really emotional when I talked about it. So, and that's okay. I wasn't going to edit it out. That was the bit that I didn't like. It just wasn't a very energetic podcast. And I thought, crikey, I wouldn't listen to that. I need to redo it. And just know that, yeah, you can do it. Healthy outlets. Replace those detrimental habits that you have. When you're feeling hollow and empty, do something different. I did something different last night. I decided to, after dinner, go and have a spa and then have a sauna. I love a place that has a spa and it has a sauna. And I don't often do it, and I need to do it more. And it made me feel so good. But when I sat in the spa together and then went and had a sauna, it just made me really tired. I hopped into bed and I was out sort of in about half an hour at some sort of really early time and had an amazing sleep. But that's sort of making myself go to bed at a reasonable time, having a good sleep, starting a good nighttime routine. It felt really good. And so that's a healthy outlet to other outlets that I might have, which could have been, you know, sit down and have a glass of wine and watch Netflix, which I'm not against. That's an okay thing to do. But if I wanted to change something, that is a perfect way to create a change that's different. So maybe you could write a list of things that you could do that are different. It could be, if you're feeling disappointed and lonely, even if something's more like going and brushing your teeth, something different to trigger the feeling that of reminding yourself that, hey, I do have people in my world and I'm on a journey to fix this and it's not going to happen overnight. Commit to doing that. Replace that sitting and feeling with a doing thing. And like toothpaste is great because it's quite, you know, it's strong, it's peppermint, it really fires something up. But go do that because it's a way of you sort of stop the habit and replacing with something new and reminding yourself that you're on a new journey. A drink of water if you want something to eat, or that other podcast that I listened to so long ago where she said, if you feel like something to eat but you know you're not hungry, ask yourself if you would eat a giant bowl of salad right now. And if the answer is yes, well, then you are probably hungry. But if the answer is no, well, then you're probably not. So look at healthy outlets. And that could also be exercise. Go out for a walk around the block. It doesn't need to be a power walk. It could just be a walk to look around and go, wow, I live in a beautiful place, or wow, how much energy is around me. Do something different. For my property lovers, paint your fence, dig your hole, get your sandpaper out, go do something. And as you do, smile to yourself and say, yes, I am nailing this. And you are too, by the way, all of you. Love you all. I love that you get amongst it and do it. And then practice mindfulness as well. And mindfulness, they say 10 minutes, three times a week, is a game changer. And how that just means sitting and being instead of being a human doing and needing to be on your phone or needing to be talking to somebody or, you know, looking for the next bouncing ball. Don't. Just be a human being and just be. Sit down, relax, switch off, go inside. And if you really struggle with that, like me, use yoga nidra. It is fantastic, yoga nidra, because it makes you feel, well, it talks you through relaxation. So if you have a monkey brain like me, it is perfect. It's one that I absolutely love. Okay, let's go to the conclusion. Actually, no, I've missed one that I put in the last podcast. I want you to look into your life where you have been successful, when you've succeeded in an area and you are stoked about it. And there are thousands. You have done amazing things already. You've learned to cook. You have possibly brought up children. You've possibly done it on your own. Shout out to you guys. You have renovated something. You have developed something. You have learned a new skill and gone and working in a job that is pretty amazing, and you may not like it, but you've learned something new. You have overcome something. You've already done something amazing, and you would have done lots of amazing things that you forget about. So that is proof to you that you can do more amazing things. Look into your life where you've done some amazing stuff. and think, that's right, I can too. And don't forget that was 20 years ago. It doesn't matter. You just dig up that tenacity, that resilience, the stuff that it took to do that. You dig into that, my friend, and you make the change to be out of that stuck place, to be the person that you know you can be. And because this isn't a life sentence. So with understanding, with support, and with effort from you, it's going to take effort. It is possible to break free and move toward your happiness or your success or that thing that you want. Because the path to becoming unstuck is just one step at a time. And you are not alone. There are many people around you just like you. So I hope I've inspired you to take a look at life and think, yeah, that needs improving. Or, whoa, yeah, that totally needs improving. I've got to do something about that. And then decide what it is that you want and start taking the steps toward doing it. So thank you for tuning in again to another episode. And remember that change is possible and it starts with believing in yourself. Now, motivate a friend by texting them and saying, hey, I want you to listen to this podcast. It's all about how we can become unstuck. And I know you've been wanting to do blah, blah, blah. Maybe you should listen. Then I want you to, or you could text that same friend and say, hey, just letting you know that I think you're amazing and keep doing what you're doing, my friend. Or, hey, I love the way you wear your makeup. Or, I love the way you dress. Or, I love your uniqueness. Hard one to say, try it yourself. But just inspire someone and let them know that they impress you sometimes. Doesn't have to be all the time, but let them know. Because if we could change the world one woman at a time, how good would that be? So, my friend, go forth and conquer in your life. I hope you have a fabulous day and a fabulous week. And I will catch you next week. Bye for now.